So my name is Neil Bixler, and I got a mystery illness back in 2008 when I moved my office to a place in Towson.
Towson's a sick place.
Yes, it is. And my symptoms were I got a strange rash on my face. I got lightheaded. I started having issues when I was on the phone with people, just memory and kind of word choice problems. And, of course, I had no idea what was going on. So I went to my family doctor, who's been my doctor for years, and she said, you know, you've been working hard lately. Why don't you just take a few days off and see how you feel? So I did that, and my symptoms got much better. And then I went back into my office after a couple days, and my symptoms reappeared. So I'm like, that's kind of strange. But now at least I know something's going on in my office or the building. Since I live in the Baltimore area, I decide, well, I'm going to go to Johns Hopkins Hospital and see what they can tell me. So I went to a doctor in their occupational and environmental medicine department, and she told me, and I'll never forget these words, quote, your symptoms are very nonspecific. And I'm like, I've tried to be as specific as possible. I've told you everything. Well, I later learned that she is a paid expert witness in defense cases involving this kind of thing, and so she kind of had a bias that I was unaware of. So I got sicker and sicker, and I finally had to move out of that office. I moved into my home office, which worked out great. I didn't have any symptoms. I was feeling fine until I moved all my files and my books and my office equipment into my home office, and I started getting sick again. So this went on for about a year and a half or so. I saw multiple doctors. I even went down to Dallas, Texas, to an environmental medicine clinic. I spent thousands of dollars. And it wasn't until I got a referral, a client called me from another council and said, you know, this woman is sick. She wants to talk to you. I said, fine. She started to describe her symptoms. And lo and behold, they were nearly identical to mine. And I got the name of her doctor, and I made an appointment. I went down to see this doctor who was in Maryland. I brought all my medical records. He took a long history, and he said, you know, I think you may have been exposed to a water-damaged building and mold. I'm going to run a bunch of blood tests on you, and I want you to go back and have your office tested, and we'll see. And sure enough, the test results came back. And it was positive for elevated levels of indoor molds, and my blood work showed the same thing. So during this drawn-out process, I had to do things. I slept in a tent on my own deck for a while. I slept in an RV, a hotel, friend's house, anywhere to avoid the exposure. Finally, you know, I got the diagnosis. I got the proper treatment. But I've since learned that about 24% of the population in this country have a genetic predisposition to what is called a biotoxin illness. And it can be exposure to mold, it can be Lyme disease, it can be something called Festeria that we experienced here in the Chesapeake Bay years ago. And unfortunately, all three of my kids also have the same genotype. So if they're exposed for long enough, they could also get sick. So today, I manage it. This is a chronic condition, and I try to help others who've gotten exposed to water-damaged buildings and mold, and especially here in Baltimore City, where we have a lot of row houses and apartments and office buildings that have water damage and haven't been properly remediated. So one of the reasons I wanted to get up here and say this today is to bring some public awareness. I've since had a lot of clients who've gone through this, and it's not something that I would wish on anybody, so that's why I wanted to let you know. Thank you.